Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
What's happening, world? It's your boy Pretty Tony coming to you live. Once again, can a player play? 2:30 every Sunday. Chilling right now in Vegas. It's a beautiful day. We're trying to get it going here. It's a beautiful thing. So let's kick it off with a little something like this.
Just lay back, I do it the way you like.
Ooh, it is the flyest thing, just the way we
tape of fate. I see things clear through these Mark Jacob shades, like the clarity in these jewels that Jacob made. You sleep better knowing you gon' wake up paid. Hairstyle, nails foul, makeup made. Take your shot South Beach, shake up date. In the drop top Phantom with the draped up blades, I'ma stop by the barber. You can hit the shops in the harbor, then get the chops or the lobster. Prime on 12, dinner for dose. We begin with a toast, end with a dose. Sutter like green Chiba, rolled in a Cohiba. Sunday, so you know how the forge is. Weather gorgeous, not a cloud in the sky. We can show the world how to be fly. Yes, hey shorty, we can do it real player like. We can go a few places that can say it like. See what a day is like when you be my air like. Girl, just lay back, I'll do it the way you like.
Say it's the flyest thing, just the way we swing.
If you wanna act Hollywood, fine. But shorty, let's do it when we sitting on the hills like the Hollywood sign. And every man lies, but not every man flies. Privately to Van Nuys. Range on the runway, drive her to pop doors. Straight to Barney, something we need to stop for. She like it's early, what we gonna shop for? How about green grass breakfast, top floor? Later on, Fred C or Max Fields. Real player like dress, good black heels. No Hanas, we could do katanas. You, me, and ooh, we marijuana. Then slide through high, might include mood. Maybe go to area, if it's in the area. The Friday's young, try things my way, hun. Malibu ride, Highway 1.
Nothing is too much, everything you touch turns to gold. You make me better. I'm fly as I can be, but you move with me.
Bring the maid back, we got a long way to go. Just lay back, you had a long day, I know. And they whack, do it the wrong way, I know. I play back, but had a song playing low. While we six deucing, let you fix goosing. A glass with some ice, maybe mix juicing. On the way to L.I., will I? Coulda, took the hell I. But we do more behind wheel. Hampton home, two floors for 9 mil. Real player like, two doors from Seinfeld. White marble, new floors that shine still. And the help keep, food store, wine chill. Hey, you gotta live one day, right? Well, how about from Friday to Sunday night? Them back for they notice, back up and notice. Let the world know we back and we focus, shorty. We can do it real player like. We can go a few places that you say it like. See what it is like when you be my air like. Girl, just lay back, I'll do it the way you like.
Yo, welcome back to the show. This your boy. You know what I mean? I hear our callers are having some difficulty out there calling in. The number is not working. Nonetheless, the show must go on. I want to send my apologies out to everybody trying to call in. I've been getting text messages and emails from folks trying to call in, but I hear y'all can't get through. So, you know what I mean? My folks on the internet, you got to bear with me. Your boy Pretty Tony riding solo today, but it's all good. You know what I mean? I'm a showman. This is what we do. Welcome to the show, Can a Player Play? Live and in full effect with your boy, Pretty Tony. I'm normally joined by Lady Joy, Reg, and my man, K. Diddy. But right now, because of some calling in problems, they're not with me. But I'm in the studio, you know what I mean? I want to take a moment and say goodbye to my dad. He went on to the other side today, man, Harold Adams. I can't speak for nobody else, but your boy got love for you. You're the first player I really knew. But you done went on to the other side, man. So rest in peace, Pops. I never stopped loving you, and I never will. Without you, I wouldn't have made it, man. Straight up. Anyway, with that being said and all other things aside, your boy's still pressing on. So what's good, y'all? You know what I mean? Your boy Pretty Tony. I'm the author of the book, Can a Player, y'all. I'm the author of the book, Player Step Your Game Up and Playerology, now available worldwide. Grab a copy, support your boy. I also have the upcoming book, Who Is She and What Is She to You? That will be available in early summer. You know what I'm saying? But for now, what's happening, world? Today we're talking about insecurities, man. A lot of times, men and women wear their insecurities on their sleeves, man. And by them wearing these insecurities, they try to pass it on to you in some way because you telling them what's going on, but they ain't trying to hear it. And they got, you know what I mean, their insecurities all up in your relationship, messing shit up, man. And it goes around like that on a daily basis all over the world, you know what I mean? Black, white, Latino, Asian, it don't matter. We all got insecurities, but as you get older, you got to get those insecurities in check, man. You understand what I'm saying? In order to have a lasting, meaningful relationship, you got to get your insecurities in check because insecurities will ruin not only your relationship, but your self-esteem, man. Trust me. And that's why today's show I put a description, no matter what I say to you, you still don't believe me, so stop asking. Because I got my own issues I'm dealing with. And if I already told you what's going on with me, why are you not hearing me? You understand what I'm saying? A brother trying to be real with you, for real. So that's where we are on that, man. And a lot of times our insecurities will put a chokehold on our relationship, and we can't get it going. You dig what I'm saying? So without getting yourself in check, your insecurities will eat your ass up alive, straight up. Now, like I said, your boy Pretty Tony rolling solo today because of technical difficulties. Anybody trying to call in and can't get through, I don't know what's going on. It's on Blog Talk. It ain't your boy. For the folks on the internet, we still going to roll through. But I'm still put the call-in number out there, 646-929-2870. And we're going to keep it rolling with a little bit of my voice. We're going to chit-chat a little bit. One thing you ain't never got to worry about with your boy Pretty Tony is a show stopping, man, because we keep things rolling. And on that note, I'm going to give you something real player-like. Pops, this is for you. You know what I'm saying? Your ex-wives and everybody got this and that, what they want to say about you. But you're my dad. You're the first player I ever knew. So this one is for you, Pops. It's called a player's anthem. Check it out.
Hypnotized minds. UGK. 3-6 Mafia. Another classic, baby. Put some salve in your mouth. Going down.
Sweet down. My bitch a choosing lover. Never fuck without a rubber. Never in the sheets like it on top of the cover. Money on the dresser. Drive a compressor. Top notch hold. Get the most, not the lesser. Trash like the fuck for $40 in the club. Fucking up the game. Bitch, it gets no love. She be cross country giving all that you got. A thousand. Pop, I'm pulling feelings off the lot. I smashed up the gray one, bought me a red. Every time we hit the parking lot, we turn head. Some hoes wanna choose, but them bitches too scary. Your bitch chose me, you ain't a pimp, you a fairy.
Time to get down with the team. The grass is greener on that other side. If you know what I mean, I show you shit you've never seen. The seven wonders of the world. And I can make you the eighth if you wanna be my girl. Don't say my girl, I don't mean my woman. That ain't my style. Need a real street stalker. Stalker, walk a green mile. You piling up the paper on the dining room table. Cause you able to realize I'm the truth and not a fable. Baby, we rockin' Russian table. Keep that killer on the rack. What I look like with $1,000 shit up on my back. I'm a $1 million Mac, they need a $1 billion bitch. Put my pimpin' in your life, watch your daddy get rich. Easy as ABC, simple as 1, 2, 3. Get down with UGK, PCBUSB. Cause what's a hoe with no pimp, and what's a pimp with no hoes? Don't be a lame, you know the game and how it goes. We try to get chose.
When they heard him in the club, DJ Paul, bitches chosen up. When they see I'm icy like a slug, then they frozen up. Like my homie Project Fat, we keep them cups raising up. Sniffle flips like kids off in my dollar, gotta nose it up. I down drank by the liters, I'm a drink a hoe. You swear you're doing it like me, you a drink a hoe. What you thinking, bro? Need to get your money way up. UGK is Prince's Mafia, got your girl trained
up. I'm still trapping your nail, my pockets on swell. Jail. I paid
Once again, your boy Pretty Tony in the building. We were having some technical difficulties a month ago, and, you know, I kept the show going, but, you know what I mean, we got it all straightened out. K. Diddy, where you at, baby?
I'm right here, man, in my helicopter on the roof.
You are a strange character. Lady Joy, is that you, baby?
That's me, baby. I'm here.
What's happening? I hear you couldn't get through. It's like the sister.
Yeah.
The sister down.
Oh, yeah. I'm like, oh, hey, what's going on? What's really going on? But, you know, that happens. That happens.
I mean, but we up in here. Good day to you, Lady Joy. How have you been?
I've been just great. How about you?
And I woke up this morning, you know what I mean? That's all that matters.
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
You know what I mean? I see we got somebody else in here, 2481. What's good?
Guess they don't want to speak. They're quiet.
It's okay. We still on
here.
That's
okay.
I don't mind hearing my own voice.
My girls are going to be calling in.
Oh, man. You know, it wouldn't be right. The show wouldn't be right without loyalty and passion.
There you go.
So, Joy, what's been cracking in your world, young lady? What's happening?
Just trying to make a dollar out of fitting, like everybody else.
Well, a buddy of mine dropped it down to a nickel. He told me he was trying to make a dollar out of a nickel. I'm like, damn, what happened to the 15 cents?
Okay. Times is hard for everybody.
Yeah. So that's where we are, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Today, we're missing Reg. That's who we're missing. And also Dr. Mandrake is supposed to be calling in, but, you know, Dr. Mandrake be off on that cosmic stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, we're kind of, you know, we're talking about insecurities, self-esteem, all that good stuff, you know what I mean?
Yeah, so, the good stuff.
Well, I don't know if it's good because it can be bad for your relationship. So, I don't know if it's good, Lady Joy, because I'm telling you, when them insecurities get out of hand, you start hearing footsteps in the dark and start believing in things that really ain't there, man.
Yeah, you be looking for somebody in the daytime with a flashlight. Okay.
That's the truth. Hey, Diddy, you got your insecurities in check, right?
I do, man. I try real hard not to start making up stuff, boy.
Oh.
That's,
he's like Wayne Brady. He's like Wayne Brady making shit up.
That's the main source. That's the main problem with insecurities, boy. You start making shit up. You know, you start being somebody who you're not and all kind of shit.
Okay.
And motherfuckers will make shit up, KD. They will try to spin you a story that's out of this world.
That's just scurry right there. Just real scurry.
We still dealing with a little bit of technical difficulty, so y'all got to bear with us. Like I said before, it's not on our behalf. Blog Talk Radio is having a little bit of difficulty, but we still going to keep the show rolling as best we can because, you know what I mean, one monkey don't stop no show.
There you
and
go.
And even though we're going to go to calling number was
and there's
not
some monkeys out there too.
Got that up and going right now. We got the show going. Like I said, we're missing Reg. Dr. Mandrake, but nonetheless, K. Diddy and Lady Joy are here with me. So, Lady Joy, talk to the good people for a minute. I got an email. A fella said he don't hear Lady Joy's voice enough. So, go on. Talk to the good people.
Okay, baby. What you want to talk about? Just bring it, and
well,
I got it.
Well, you know, we were discussing the whole insecurities thing, and I'm sure like yourself has had to deal with that on a number of occasions.
Oh, yeah. We've all had to deal with insecurities a time or three in our lives, you know, especially, like, if you see somebody that you like, you know, you know, you want to get with that person and stuff and say that you had got with them. And all they wanted was one thing, and they got it and gone. It's like, well, damn. You know, that's enough to make a person insecure. You know, it's like, well, damn, was that it? That's all you wanted? And are you going to treat me like that? You know.
Hey, Cat Daddy.
Hey.
We all know you full of yourself, but I'm a going
always.
gonna go on and put this out there to you, brother. When it comes to the whole insecurity and self-esteem issues, is this a problem you've dealt with personally, or is it more of something that other people have brought to you that you've had to deal with?
Actually, I think both. Both, because I see a lot of guys that deal with female vocalists and stuff when they meet them in an entertainment surrounding or setting. They meet them, you know, when they're out doing a show, and they're the greatest, most wonderful thing, but once they get in a relationship and fall in love, they don't have a problem with them performing. They just want to perform only for them. You know what I mean?
Mm.
So, you know, I see that happens a lot, you know.
Yep.
People get with people because they like who you are and what you do, but then once the emotions get involved, they start feeling insecure for whatever reason. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It goes to a whole another level.
Usually personal insecurities, but they want to reflect it on you by making your life miserable.
That's just excessive.
Well, it still comes from being insecure, because if you're secure within yourself, you don't have no need to do that. You know what I mean? Is that rich?
We're conditioned to possess. Yeah, dog, it's most cool. Most cool.
Oh, hey, rich.
Most cool. So.
Yeah, my phone was not being cool, so I had to switch to another one.
Okay, I saw you crept up in here, man. Well, what's good, rich? How was your day going, brother?
My brother, I woke up this morning, everything was working. You know, woke up doing my impression of a tripod. I'm happy.
I would tell you something, Reg. Most of the time you say stuff like that, you're the only one know what it means, but that's all that matters, brother.
Brother, think about it. Anyway, you'll catch it next week.
We're doing the show.
Yeah, we'll eventually catch up with it. Now, Reg, I got to ask you, as I asked Kay Diddy and Lady Joy before, in your life,
right here, baby.
You had to deal with insecurity and self-esteem, or is it something that you had to deal with personally, or other people brought it to you, and it was like an ongoing process where you're constantly dealing with their insecurity till hell, you done developed some of your own?
I think that I deal mostly with other people's insecurities. You know, I think insecurities come from looking for affirmation or confirmation from external sources. That makes you insecure because you have no control over that. So, like, you know, my thing is, you know, I am who I am based on who I am and my connection with my creator, my manufacturer. And other people are looking for confirmation or affirmation or permission from external sources. You know, it's like, do I look okay? That's a key question. People who ask that all the time. How do I look? You know, what do you think? That's insecurity. You know, because
not necessarily.
Like,
I don't think so.
Baby, what you think of me is none of my business because I got no control over it.
Well, you know, when you ask somebody how do I look, that doesn't necessarily mean that they're insecure. They want to, you know, make sure that, you know, nothing's hanging out, zippers up,
right,
and, you know, stuff like that.
No, it means, if they say that you look good, you look good. If they say, your hair's a little whack or you need to take that dress off, then now you have a dilemma. Should I change my dress or should I roll with what I put it on in the first place? You know, and that's insecurity. You know, like, I ain't asked nobody how I look because the answer might come from a hater's position. I don't know. You know, how do I think I look? That's what's important. And if you have to ask somebody else how you look, that's insecurity.
Well, you know, everybody's entitled to their own. But I think if you ask somebody how do I look, I don't necessarily think that you're insecure. They, you know, you just want them to check to see if you miss something that they see. You know, like
most
I said, like
tell you, most people will not tell you if you have a boogie in your nose. So why are you gonna ask them how you look?
That's just nasty.
That's the truth. They'll be like, damn, no, they'll be saying, look at that, got shit in their nose. They nasty. But they won't just say, hey, you got something in your nose. How many times have you had seen somebody do that?
I've had people told me that before. You know, I mean, you know, you got some haters out there. They're like, oh, she thinks she's looking all like that and stuff. She got boogers in her nose and her hair is out of whack. So I ain't going to say nothing.
Yeah, those right there really ain't going to tell you nothing.
Okay. You're thinking that haterade.
And to some extent, the truth be told, that it depends on the context where both of y'all could be right. I see where Reg is coming from, but I also see where Lady Joy is coming from. It's just in the context of the way that question is imposed. But, you know what I mean? Let's go even deeper with this whole insecurity thing. Now, insecurities can be that somebody is constantly imagining things about you in their mind based on maybe prior hurt, based on shit that they've seen, and you're constantly repeating yourself to say, okay, I am not there, I am not this person, but they constantly keep coming back to this same doggone point till it becomes an issue. It manifests itself into a physical issue between you and this person, and no matter how you say it, they're not hearing you. So that's why I came up with the topic this week of, you know, why the hell are you trying to make your insecurity my problem?
Can you say stalker? You
good? Yeah, and in fact, you're right.
Tony, let me bounce on my point. Tony, let me ask you this. I'm going to ask you, brother.
Go ahead.
How often do you personally ask somebody, how do I look?
Not very.
Thank you. Because you're a very self-secure brother. You get hooked up. You made a comment on an earlier show about being a large brother, and you dress accordingly.
Yeah,
you take
straight
that into consideration. You don't have to ask anybody, how do I look? When you on, you know you on. You don't have to ask
nobody.
Oh, for
sure. And
okay.
when I'm looking crappy, trust me, when I'm looking like I just came out of the bushes of Africa.
You know.
I have those days when I am a bush man, but, you know, I learned. Let me tell you something, Reg, because I see where you're going with this. And most people don't dedicate enough time in their own personal lives to delve into themselves. A lot of people go through their life with blinders on, and that's where other people's validation comes from. You got to take some time to look into yourself and accept yourself for the good, bad, and ugly of yourself. But most people never want to do that. That's why a lot of people don't have mirrors around them. You go to their house, they got one face mirror in the bathroom. You go to the rest of the house, there is no mirrors. Why? We are what we are. Everybody's not put here to be, you know what I mean, tall with a six-pack or, you know, perfect boobs and a nice ass. We all have imperfections, man. But society in general has made us think a certain way, even beyond the way we look, it also makes us think a certain way about certain things of what a relationship is supposed to be. Very few of us had anybody sit us down and say, you know what, there are going to be some fucked up days, there are going to be good days, but you got to make your way through it. You know what I mean? The motherfuckers watch movies, read books, and, you know, looking for Prince Charming and Lady Godiva, whatever the fuck. These motherfucking people are not real. We're human beings. We've all got issues, and when we come together, we have to work beyond the issues. You know what I mean? I say this all the time when people ask me if I'm being serious. I've known people that have been together for 10, 15 years and don't know each other. Don't have a clue. Yeah, don't have a clue because they've never sat down to really say, what's going on with you?
That's
sad. You know what I mean? That is sad. That is truly sad, man. You got to delve into a person, and sometimes the issues they got, you can say, well, I can deal with that. And then there are times they got issues that no matter what you do, you could put on your cape and be Captain Save-A Woman. I caught myself, Joy.
Yeah. Make sure that. Because you know I'm all up in that, okay?
And you fly in with your knight in shining armor routine, not realizing you picking up issues you can't deal. And it's the same thing with women. You know what I mean? Women want to pick dudes up and get them together. And sometimes my brother's so broken, you can't fix him. He got to fix himself, man.
Exactly. But, you know, sometimes people enter into relationships broken, like you said, and expect for somebody to fix them. And it's like you said, you can't do that. You know, if you broken, you grown, you done lived this life a certain way, you know, you can't expect for somebody to come in and fix it for you. If it's not fixed, what they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it, okay? Because that has to come from inside that person. And if you ain't got it, you ain't got it. Know what I mean?
Yeah, I got an old cliche I live by. You got to go within so that you don't be without.
Mm-hmm.
Straight up. And a lot of that shoots right over a lot of people's heads. So let me break it down. You got to sit down and converse with yourself and look at yourself and figure out who and what you are before you try to get into, you know what I mean? Too many of
That's
us
right.
spend our entire life looking for love in all the wrong damn places, man.
Woo! Hey, never lie.
Straight up, you know what I mean?
Hey, tell the brothers out there one thing, Tony. If they got on some pants, and they not capri pants, and they stop above the ankle, and they stop above the ankle, please ask somebody how they look.
Yeah, do that. Do that. Okay? We don't want the brothers up in here with some capri pants on and not knowing.
That's the nature.
And that right, K.
Diddy. And that right, K. Diddy.
That's
that
so ethnically informed.
What was that?
That's for those who are not so ethnically informed that might be listening in. We call them floods in the hood.
Okay, no, those aren't floods, baby.
Yeah,
those are not floods. Those are like,
Hey, Tar, I don't like what you're suggesting, man. You kind of threw that over there to K. Diddy. So he told him about his leather pants with the booty cut out.
Yeah, I tried to tell him about that one time, but he wasn't listening to me. So. He wasn't hearing it. He wasn't hearing it.
K. Diddy, you awful quiet. You just going to let Joy ride and you like that, brother?
It's all right. Everybody gets a turn.
Correct.
Okay.
I like somebody.
She can have fun. Now I get it before the show's over.
Where are my girls at? And nobody else is calling in. What's the deal?
No, I think a lot of people that were calling in because of the technical difficulties, they'll call back, though. But what we're going to do right here, we're going to take a quick little break and play some kind of music, and this is what we're going to do right here.
Girl, I'm in love with you, baby, and I want you to know that I'm hooked on your body, and I'm trying to be yours. Radio killer. Weave it up like a roller.
She rockin' that shit like there's nothing I can say. girl you find, and I'm
she rocking that shit.
Oh,
like,
yeah. All night.
Don't leave us on this floor, shawty.
The door's to the left, the door's on the right. Tell my niggas, holla back, tell your girls goodnight.
The way you're rocking that up in the club, that's where you're gonna make a nigga fall in love. The way you're rocking that up in the club, that's where you're gonna make a nigga fall in love, love.
Hypnotized mind. UGK!
Your boy back, Pretty Tony, live in the building, along with Lady Joy.
Right here.
K Diddy.
Yup,
who? What the hell? Reg, where you at?
Most cool in the house, dog.
Okay, you know what? That's what I, that, is that how you want me to address you, sir? Most cool?
That's, that, well, KD gave me that. He figured it out. He figured Reg was not, like, cool enough to be on the radio, so he had to give me a new name.
Oh, you see that? He always been disrespectful to the good people. What's wrong with you?
That's KD.
I thought that was a cool name, actually.
Well, it's an email address that I use. I mean, so, you know, whatever. It's, you know, as long as it ain't Reggie, you know, Reginald, yeah, most cool, whatever. As long as it ain't Reggie.
What's wrong with Reggie?
Reggie is a candy bar I keep in my shorts.
Say what?
Melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Okay, whatever blows up your skirt, homie.
You ask, you know. I want to tell you earlier, you ask.
Alrighty then.
If you can't stuff them back in there.
Okay. Just do the daggone thing.
Straight up.
Anyway.
We've been joined by a couple more people. We want to welcome them. 714, as usual, welcome. I still don't know who you are, but we appreciate you listening every Sunday. 813, I think that's loyalty or passion, one of the two. Reg, go on and let 813 up in here, man.
I go to neighborhood.
You know you ain't even right.
You're live. 813,
what
you
have
live.
To
What's
say,
up?
K. Diddy.
Oh, my goodness.
I didn't say nothing about the property value just dropped.
Shame on you.
Hey, I know where he lives. We can meet up and go over there, okay? Wait for him outside.
That's what's up.
Who's this on 813?
That's Passion.
Passion, what's good, baby doll? How are you today?
I'm doing fine, and it's a wonderful Sunday.
Oh, man, glad to have you as usual. You know what I mean? We up here talking about people's insecurities and how sometimes they try to make their own damn insecurities your damn problem. You know what I mean?
Yep, I do.
Yeah, oh, well then, do share. You always have something to say. K. Diddy, do not say nothing to interrupt the fine lady.
I was just... Well, the only thing I could say about that is you're absolutely right. People's insecurities hold them back, and they want to use that as ammunition to tear you down and keep you from, you know, being yourself and stepping your game up. And when you find that, it's time to step away from that type of individual.
That's right.
Shout out to Player Step Your Game Up, now available on Amazon.com and all fine retail outlets.
Shameless plug.
Shameless plug. There we go, cutting him down. He's trying to step his game up.
That's cool. That's cool. Hey, get in where you fit in.
Well, personally, I'm going to worldmovement.com and get mine, because that way I can get an autographed copy.
Seamless plug.
But you know what? That was, Passion, that was very true, what you just said, though. You know, because people have their insecurities, and they try to just lay it on you and expect for you to fix them, and it's just not happening.
Straight up. And he said, and at some point, no matter how, and one thing I've noticed about when people are bringing their insecurities to you, no matter how you tell them this is not my problem, they don't get it.
No, they don't. They don't.
Especially when you know you're not doing nothing wrong, no matter how you phrase it, twist it, turn it, and they're bringing it. Because insecurities come in various shapes, ways, sizes. It don't matter. You know, it's just a simplest of things sometimes. And you're like, what the hell? You know what I mean? How did this become my problem? I got other things over here I'm dealing with because, you know, trust me, we all got our issues. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we do.
And, you know, I'm over here working on mine. You should be doing the same. But when I tell you that, you want to say that's a cop-out. No, that's not a cop-out. That's me being honest to tell you, you got some things you need to deal with because I'm over here dealing with some things. Lord knows I ain't perfect.
But that's a shame. There's people out there that think that they are and just don't see what other people see.
You know what I mean? And also going back to what Reg talks about, you know what I mean? Too many of us spend our time trying to be validated by other people.
Exactly. And you don't need somebody else to validate who you are. And if that's the case, you definitely got some issues going on there. Isn't that right, K. Diddy?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I'm not comfortable with you and K. Diddy getting along at all. I like the tension between y'all.
No, it's still there. It's still there. You know, believe that. I'm just trying to get him, you know, at a weak moment where before I zap his monkey ass.
That ain't going. See, it's
at least you honest.
Yeah.
Not doing that.
He know he like it when I'm rough, so hey.
Not
what can I say?
Reg has surely been very quiet. Reg, where you at, brother?
I'm here, man. I'm just listening to this dynamic between Lady J and K. Diddy.
It's Lady Joy. Get it right, home bucket.
I said Lady Joy, my dear. You
said Lady J. I heard you.
Excuse me. I'm gonna go and cut my throat right now. I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay, we'll be waiting.
No.
I'll probably punish myself.
How about I do it for you?
That's a date. You kinky thing, you.
And you love it, don't you?
whenever y'all get through, can we get back to the topic whenever you guys get to talk about each other?
That's a code.
Don't hate.
Don't be hating, K. Diddy.
Okay.
She and I get along. Lady Joy and I get along, so I know what cut my throat means. I'm with that. I will hook it up later.
He's just hating us all.
I know. He don't understand.
No.
Well, I think that is the problem. I do understand.
Then he is hating. See, you're right. He hating.
I do understand. That is the problem.
Securities are showing now. Because Reg and Lady Joy over here bonding on, isn't he getting all uptight about it or something?
He all jealous and stuff.
Lady Joy, ask him about his submarine.
Say what now?
Just ask him about his submarine.
Okay, what's up with the submarine, Kay?
I can't talk about my submarine. That's personal.
Okay. Is he submerged? Is it submerged right about now, or what?
having battery problems.
Okay. Oh, you mean you don't have the rechargeable batteries?
That's
you ain't hip. You ain't hip, bro.
told him to get the rechargeables.
That's just wrong right there.
Hey, that's kind of a sensitive issue for him. He's been hurting about his submarine all day. It's submerged on the water.
Yeah, it's just not floating like it should, huh? Or submerging. It's just there.
I'm going to jump back over here for a minute because I just, well, wow, I thought I had another thought. You know, shout out to Mary Jane.
Yeah, y'all are trying to bash my little submarine because that's my insecurity, man. I don't appreciate that.
But you know we love you. You know we love you, right?
No good comeback, K. Diddy? No good comeback?
No.
Hey, we got
he's trying to keep that submarine. He's trying to keep that submarine submerged. Keep floating to the top.
Working or not, bro. We got you. We got you guys.
I told you last week I was the intellectual one. I mean, what is it y'all don't remember?
Hey, K. Diddy, for that submarine problem, just put a splint on it, okay? Tie it to a stick.
Joy, I think we are not talking about the same type of submarine.
I'm just going by what I know.
We are not talking about the same thing. Thank you very much.
Well, now, hold on. Your submarine could float on a stick there if you wanted to float. The water will keep it above water.
That's not what he said last night.
The float. Where your husband at? Hey, if y'all missing Joy next week, y'all know what.
Can you tell us how the submarine has to deal with insecurities? Can you tell us about the submarine and insecurities?
Well, because
hey, I told him to put a splint on it if it ain't working, you know.
I know there's some.
It might be broke.
There's some stuff going on here somewhere. This is some psychological analysis, some psychoanalysis, Freudian.
Yeah. For those listening who might misinterpret what we're talking about, K. Diddy really has a toy submarine that he's been trying to get to work all day. And it just won't, and he's definitely heard about it. He's a big old kid, and he's
you mean
really,
it's just not working just today? I thought it hadn't been working for a while.
That's right. Be taken out of context. I only know about today.
Okay.
It's an ongoing thing, brother.
I'll give one to the work. That's right.
That's all right, K. Diddy. We'll come over and fix your submarine, baby. Make sure that it does what it's supposed to do, whatever that is.
Hey.
All right,
hey,
I get one to work.
Lady Joy said she will come fix your submarine, brother. That's a good thing.
No, that means
you might even cut your throat while you're over there.
That'd probably be about what happened.
Well, just let me gather up my equipment and stuff, and I'll be over and handle it for you, okay?
Yeah.
Hey, she's coming with her equipment, dog. She gonna fix your submarine with her equipment.
Look, man.
Hey, somebody gotta do it.
Good. I will say it again because a lot of people just having fun. A lot of people listening might misinterpret what we're talking about. He really has a toy submarine that I went over to his house earlier and he was trying to fix, and that's his insecurity for today because he couldn't figure out how to fix the blasted thing. It just kept, you know, charging into the side of the pool and cocking
out.
It's definitely a toy. It's definitely a toy.
Hey, Diddy, I got your back, though. The submarine was working until Tony ran into the side of the pool. That is
he left that part out.
That's not good.
He did leave that part out. It was working until he crashed it twice.
He left that part out.
I resent that allegation, sir. As far as I know, the blasted thing wasn't working.
Now the can opener don't work. What you do, Tony?
I apologize. You know what? It is that kind of day where, you know what I mean, it's a little bit off for me. But, you know, we're having fun, but we have completely strayed from what we were talking about. But that's all right. That's all right. We're going to leave K. Diddy alone for a minute.
Just for a minute, though.
We're going to get back to the topic of the show, you know what I mean? So now.
Yeah, insecurity, especially when your submarine don't work.
Now, I got a question for my panel, you know what I mean? And I'm going to throw this to you first, Joy. As a human being, and like you said, you've experienced this whole issue of insecurity and dealing with people with it, and you've had your own. We all have had it. When you're constantly trying to reassure somebody that what they're thinking is not what's happening, your own personal experience, is it best to walk away or is it best to keep going on and on trying to reassure the next person?
Well, for me, it's like, you know, if it doesn't work the first or second time, walk away because, you know, they got some serious issues going on. And no matter what you do, it's just not going to work. You know, so, you know, like I said, you've grown, you've been through some things in your life, and you just can't expect somebody else to fix you. If you broke, you're a broke nigga. You know? You just broke.
Okay.
Yeah, I said it.
Okay, Reg, same question to you, Reg, from your own personal experience. Is it better to, you know, to step away, or is it something that you're constantly going to have to be trying to reassure this person that what they're thinking is not what's really going on or pertaining to this whole issue?
Both. It is better to walk away because you will be constantly reassuring them, because the insecurity is something people hold on to because it's familiar. It's the known hell as opposed to the unknown angel. You know, it's like they know what that is, and they don't realize they can come back to the insecurities. People hold on to the insecurities because it's familiar. So, yes, you have to walk away from them because you will continue to be reassuring them, and it will drive you insane.
Exactly. It's like you're stroking them, you know, and that stroke feels good to them. So it's like, oh, well, I just keep asking, then I'll get this here, and that's what I need.
There's a term for that. It's called codependency.
Exactly.
Have you ever had a situation where you try to walk away from confrontation, but you're not allowed to?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
You know, it's almost like when somebody come in the room and you could be sitting there, you know, just in your own thoughts, and somebody say, what's wrong with you? And you say, nothing. Yeah, something's wrong with you. And you say, no, it isn't. And they say, yeah, something's wrong with you. And you say, no, nothing wrong with me. I'm okay. No, something's wrong with you. And you say, okay, I was fine until you came in the door messing with me.
And said something was wrong with me.
Yeah, and see now we got an argument because now it's going to something else. Well, why you say it like that? Because I've been telling you the last 10 times, ain't shit wrong with me.
Run, Forrest, run.
You know?
Yeah, other than your submarine not floating.
You're wrong, Joe. You're wrong. Hold on, I think 1-3, you want to say something, go right ahead. 813, I think that was Passion. Is that you, Passion?
Yes, I'm on the line. But all I was going to say is I agree with all of them that when you try to, you know, motivate someone or lift their spirits and they continually refuse to, you know, pick themselves up from it, you have to step away from them because some people – get off on just, you know, being negative and their insecurities. They get more attention from, you know, showcasing their insecurities than doing something about it. So after a while, you just have to recognize this is where they want to stay, and I ain't got time to, you know, keep pulling at you, you know, to come up out of it.
Step away from the insecurities and nobody will get hurt.
If they choose to, but like I said, a lot of times people don't want to. They like that all the attention they get from getting you to continually to keep prompting them. Oh, you know, it's going to be okay. You can do this. You can do that. If they don't want to step up their game, hey, you got to just leave them alone and let them come out of it on their own time and in their own way.
I see. Right there. Right there, I was talking earlier when I said their insecurities now become yours, because a lot of times people thrive on drama.
Mm-hmm.
There are people who thrive on negativity. There are people who thrive on bringing chaos to your world, because that's when they feel alive. And you see, a lot of us growing up, nobody taught us this shit, man. You know what I mean? All they ever taught us is, you know, the men taught the boys go touch that little girl booty. Or, you know, the fathers and the mothers taught little girls stay away from little boys, they got cooties or whatever. Nobody ever sat you down and told you that some people are just negative beings. There are some people who thrive on chaos and drama, and if they can bring it in any way, shape, or form into your world, then now their insecurities become their own. Nobody, I don't care how much they claim they're happy, anybody who thrives on negativity and drama and all that other bullshit, deep down on the inside, is a truly unhappy person, man.
I know we've all heard the saying, misery loves company.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, in some way or another, we were taught that. We just didn't get the, you know, whole, the real gist of it. But, yeah, a lot of people, when they're miserable, they just want somebody else to drag right on into their misery. And
exactly.
You just have to be able to figure that out after a minute. Hey, they want to be miserable, and they just trying to pull me down in it. No thanks, but no thanks.
Yep, you'd be miserable by your damn self. You don't need no help.
Straight up. You know what I mean?
Isn't that right, K. Diddy?
Yeah,
in your submarine.
Right. You do bad by yourself. You don't need no help. We need help.
Especially when your submarine don't work.
No, man. I'm going to get a submarine to work. Trust me. I'm going to get one to work. In 09, I'm coming up.
Okay.
You can do it, K. Diddy. I know you can.
We need to get back to help me build up. I think I can. I think I can. I think I can. You can do it!
And it still drops to the bottom.
Joy, I'm starting to believe you like misery. You one of those misery that likes company. Keep it.
Oh, no, he just like a rough girlfriend. He just like it rough. We'll talk about that later.
All right, Dominique.
I'm trying to be a gentleman over here, boy. She pushing, though. She pushing.
You know I love you.
She just trying to get your goat.
I know.
Oh, my girl is just siding up with him now. What's up with that?
She over that hate.
I'm trying to keep the party stepping up. I'm on the upside of things.
Thank you.
Oh, so a little something been going on I don't know about, huh?
Oh, my God.
now
she acting like a typical black folk. Now she's trying to start on you.
What?
That's
what
all about.
Girl.
I seen a girl out last night partying. She was trying to step it up, too.
Ooh, I was. Had my stilettos on. Had my stilettos on. Thought I was going to have to kick a nigga in the ass with him and stuff because he's all up in my grill, you know?
Boy, it's the day and age of putting everybody business out there in the
Hey,
trying to make sure we're on the same page. Everybody trying to step it up.
Hey, I told you, boy, if we miss Joy this weekend, we got to look for some trees because our ass going to be hung somewhere.
Don't hate. Commiserate, okay?
You was out celebrating this weekend, Joy, is what you saying.
I celebrate all the time. Every day is a celebration for me because when you wake up and you ain't 6 feet under, that's a celebration right there.
Absolutely.
True that, man. And those words are so, I normally say that, and I say it, and I mean it. But today has more meaning for me, you know what I'm saying, because some changes. You know what I mean? My pops left me today, earlier this morning, to the other side, but it's all good.
Oh,
he's in a He's in a better place. He ain't hurting no more. So shout out to my pops, the first player I ever really knew. My mom's probably going to hate my guts for saying this, but it is what it is. My pops was a player till the day he died. He was all in the hospital feeling on the nurses. So.
Oh, man.
Like you said, Tony, shout out to your pops.
That's right. Big shout out to pops.
It is what it is, man. He in a better place. He ain't hurting no more. He made it to about 86, so he had a good run.
Okay. That's what I'm talking about.
Straight up. But, ladies, y'all guys got to stop riding K. Diddy like this before y'all hurt his feelings.
K. Diddy know he likes to get ridden, okay? He likes for somebody to ride him.
That's another one of those comments that can get taken out of context. Let me go on and
be a subject for another show.
So right here, we're going to let my man Robin Thicke talk to the ladies, and we'll be right back.
Okay.
guess who's back? Tony on the mic, along with Lady Joy, your boy K Diddy, and Most Cool himself, the man, Mr. Reg.
And also Passion and Layate.
Well, what's good? We up in here doing what we do as usual, another fun day, another Sunday, here in Las Vegas chilling. The only thing missing is a shot of Belvedere with some Red Bull, but, you know, I'll get to that.
All righty then. That's what I'm talking about.
You see, we on the same page. But we up in here doing it again, you know what I mean? I'm trying to play a play. The call-in number is 646-929-2870. Call in. Get at us. We love to hear from the good folks out there, you know what I mean? But, you know, if you don't want to talk like I'm looking at the switchboard, keep listening. We're glad you're here. Thank you so much for joining us. We greatly appreciate you. For all my folks that are on Twitter with me, yeah, we're doing the Twitter thing right now because they say you ain't doing nothing. Get at me, man. Selassie Son, S-E-L-A-S-S-I-E-S-O-N on Twitter. We can talk about the show. We Twittering right now, y'all. I don't even know what the hell Twitter is to tell y'all the truth.
That's what they're calling it now, huh?
That's the strangest thing, man. It asks you one question. What are you doing? But I guess we all want the world to know what the hell we're doing, so we be on Twitter twittering. So, you know what I mean?
All up in your nose, wiping your ass and stuff.
You said something, Rich?
Yeah, you got a caller on 813 wants to say something.
Well, put it on, Reg. I think that's Passion. Passion always welcome to say something.
It's Passion, but I don't want to say anything. I'm just online listening.
Oh, okay. Well, glad to have you. You know what I mean, 813? Passion, you know, we're missing loyalty, but we still gonna hold it down because that's the crew who've been following us from day one. And we be up on here talking about this whole male female relationship type stuff. Sometimes you let, you know, last week we were talking about letting chicken heads up in your life, and chicken heads can be both male and friggin' female. And this week we
talked about why it got to be friggin' female.
You see, you're getting technical now, Joy. I said it across the board, male and female.
Yeah, you said male and friggin' female. Why it got to be all that?
I'll take that out because you're
right.
So how about I say friggin' male and friggin' females?
There you go.
Right, because females be friggin' too.
Okay.
Say that again, Reg.
Because females be friggin'.
Yes, they do. And males be friggin', and we both be trifling. On the hand, insecure, you know what I mean? I heard Cat Williams tell a joke the other day, and, you know, it went over most people's head. When we use the word self-esteem, and somebody going to say, oh, he or she took my self-esteem from me. No, you dumb frigger. As the word self explains to you, it is your esteem. How the hell are you going to let somebody else take it from you?
There you go. That's what I'm talking about.
But I know that it's easier said than done. But the truth is, it comes back to, once again, getting to know yourself and understanding who and what you are at this moment in time. And I'm about to get philosophical because, you know, I got to show my philosophical side.
Okay, here we go.
Philosophical and stuff. Life, at its best, is a very fleeting thing. Even if you live to be 70 or 80 years old, in the grand scheme of time, that is nothing. Please don't let your entire life pass you by and you have found no joy and no happiness in yourself. Because if you can't find joy and happiness in yourself, you cannot share joy and happiness with others because you don't know it. And that's about as simple as I can say it for y'all, man.
Damn, look at you getting all philosophical and stuff.
You like that? You didn't know I could get that deep because I got a big head.
You didn't know you could get that deep because you got a big head.
Boy,
she's just
on everybody today. Can't nobody get a break.
We don't have any other callers calling in or stuff. Talk about self-esteem issues because there's some people out there with some serious self-esteem issues.
Well, a lot of
issues
people are listening.
They're probably scared to call in because they're scared you're going to talk about us.
That's what I'm doing.
Don't be scared.
Listen to me, man. It's all a beautiful thing. And but you know, if anybody out there, because the switchboard does have a couple callers, and most of them just want to listen. They like the sounds of our voices. That's a blessed thing. If you want to get in, press the number one. We'll gladly let you in. I've seen two more callers jump on the switchboard. Thank you so much for joining. Can I play a play? We appreciate you being here. We're just on here trying to do our thing. Lady Joy's on one today, but, you know, she ain't going to come at you. She's all about trying to keep us fellas in check. But as far as she's concerned, we always out of line. I'm in line.
Yeah,
today.
Y'all be frigging and stuff.
I'm in line today, though, Lady Joy.
Hey, you be frigging too.
That's right. I'm bow-legged. And what?
And frigging.
Yep. And I do that, too. I do that, too. I got your frigging in my back pocket, too, baby. All right.
You're going to cut my throat later, right?
Oh, yeah. I got the knife sharpening as we speak.
Baby.
The violence, this black-on-black crime has got to stop. As in the words of Rodney King, can't we all just get along?
Oh, we get along. I told you he likes it rough. Baby, he likes it rough. What?
You know what I mean? So, Rich.
Yes, sir.
I just became quite philosophical about what we're talking about. Please, let the good folks know what's, excuse me, most cool. Please, enlighten our audience with some of your philosophical thoughts on this whole joy to yourself kind of thing. And we ain't talking about you, Lady Joy. I'm talking about self-joy.
It's always about me. What you talking about?
Well, you know, the whole thing about self is when you talk about self, that's the I am. And the I am is connection with your maker, the creator, the manufacturer. So that's who you go to for your gratification, your confirmation, your affirmation. You know, if you're cool with the maker, you know, in the maker's eyes, we're all perfect. You know, so people say none of us are perfect, but the truth is that we're all perfect, and your perfection comes from your maker. You just have to see how that works in this world of society and humans that we have. But that self, man, that's the whole thing. It's like, you know, if you're a child of God, just like you look like your mom and dad, you have the attributes of your creator, the ability to create. That's what makes humans great. I mean, we can create. We do music. We do art. We do, you know, we do things that nothing else on the planet can do. So.
Can I say
what
something?
What you doing
cool?
Stuff? Go ahead, girl. Say something.
I was going to say, I haven't heard it said too many times much better than that.
Yeah.
You said it right there on the line. That is exactly true.
That's right, most cool. I don't know what got into you, but that's cool.
Thank you. I don't know what happened either. It lit up the switchboard. We had about 50 more people jump on. Like, wow.
All righty then.
Yeah. If anybody online wants to kick in, just hit number one so we can let you talk.
You kept it real, most cool, and that's what everybody's looking for. We're looking for somebody that's going to tell the truth and keep it real.
Thank you.
But isn't that what we try to do on this show? We talk about the good and the bad and all the bullshit that come along with relationship and men and women and trying to understand ourselves, because it gets deep at time. I see somebody here. Reg, let that 421 up in here. They got their hand up. They want to say something.
I got a question, too.
Go ahead with your question, K. Diddy.
What does keeping it real got to do with insecurity? Because when you can keep it real all day long, but if a person is insecure, they're not going to accept it.
Good question, but hold on. 421, you're on. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say that I agree with Reg, what he was saying about the attribution of, like, the congregation of the Quran. And I wanted to tell.
Why are you laughing, Tony? Why are you laughing?
I wanted to tell Kate Diddy about the self-esteem, which brings a pavilion in our life. And we don't know how to compilation of the situation.
I'm laughing because it reminded me of a skit on, what's the name of that show, In Living Color, when that dude be in the cell talking about the initiation of the constipation, of the salutation, is the
emancipation
proclamation.
No, I was just saying, Reg. Reg,
totally.
I really think that you're making a valid statement on women realizing that menopause is like a not a cool thing, you know, and we all should stick together.
Are you making me baloney again?
We needed that laugh. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're quite welcome.
Men should have menopause, you know? They act menopausal anyway. Whether they have it or not, they be tripping out.
Hold on, 421. Reg, let 301, give me a call 301 up in here. They wanted to say something.
301-256, you're here. What's up?
Yeah, this is Keith Davis. How you
what's
doing?
What's up,
Keith? What's good, brother?
Hey, I'm doing good. I just like the show. I just want to say, you know, everybody just keep it real and just have a good day. I'm ready to go see that Obsessed movie. And as y'all are talking about that, that's what I'm going to see right now. So I'm gonna keep it real. And next week maybe I'll just holler about.
Yeah,
what
call us back and let us know. Let us know what the deal is. That's a topic in itself, right there.
Yeah, but I tell you what.
Hey, Brother Keith.
Wait a minute.
I'm going to tell you something. We appreciate you calling in, man. We appreciate the love because I'm going to tell you something. A lot of people may not know this, but one of the first, when Pretty Tony was getting on the scene, one of the first persons to give me a chance is my man here, Keith Davis. And I was supposed to be on his show, I think, for 5 minutes. I took over the damn show for like a half hour.
That's what you do.
That's what you do. So what I'm going to do right now, All those women that say they can't get noticed, if you know anybody that want to drop 3 dress sizes in 10 minutes, go to thekeithdavisshow.com, and I tell you what, you can do it. So just go on to the testimonials and drop those 3 sizes in 10 minutes and give a brother some love.
Another shameless plug. Love it.
All right.
Love it.
Damn, Keith, that sounds like surgery, brother.
No, it's without diet, surgery, exercise with pills. I guarantee you,
that's like some nuclear.
Just go to the KeithDavisShow.com and you'll see what I'm talking about. And ladies, I got a man on there you'll love to see. Just go on.
All right. Hey, Brother Keith, holler back next week and let us know about that movie, man.
I sure I'm rolling in right now. Yeah.
Yeah, because, you know, we
in 10 minutes, is there like a pile of flesh on the floor afterwards or something? What up?
Hey, we got something for men and women. It's called the Body Magic, if you ain't never heard of it. Come on with it.
So if men got that bulge and stuff, they can fix that too.
Tell me about it.
And I'm not talking about below the belt either.
That's right. B, on PhD Miss Fitness, go on to check, and I'll show you some before and after.
Straight all right. Up, one love, Brother Keith.
Okay,
back at us next week and drive carefully.
Okay, thank you.
See you
bye-bye.
Next week, Brother Keith.
Okay, I'm going to be on for the whole hour and a half next week.
All right.
Come on through. We love y'all.
Okay, live from.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're down to the last 10 minutes of the show. As usual, we've had a blast. It started off rough. People were calling in, couldn't get through because of technical problems with Blog Talk. But, you know what I mean, your boy Pretty Tone came through. Then Lady Joy came and lit the show up because she'd been on one today. You know what I mean?
I'm always on one, baby. Always.
We're making it official as of today. We're no longer calling him Reg. He will be the artist formerly known as Reg, so he's now most cool on the show. And hold on.
Till next week.
Till next week if he has a new new thing he wants.
A new handle.
So, Lady Joy, let the good folks know how they can reach out and touch you.
Yeah, well, you can reach out, but you might not want to touch, okay? Because I got a million volt finger for your ass. He'd be trying to touch up in here. Anyway, you can catch me at Exquisite News, Exquisitenews at AOL.com.
All right. Okay, Diddy, I hear you laughing. You got something to say.
I didn't say nothing about dominatrix.com. I didn't say no shit like that.
That's cool. Tell the good folks how they can reach out and touch you.
Check this out. I'm at IEA.biz. We got a live radio station starting tomorrow morning. We're doing live. Go to IEA.biz. Click on X Radio. It's X Radio Nevada. Just click the link, listen now, and you get to hear what we're doing. We got a morning show from 6 to 8, which is called it's called The Leaking Faucet. And it's Dwayne Dukes, Get Your Drip On. It's going to be funny. It's going to be exhilarating and inspiring. Lift you up in the morning. And if you want to hit me on an email, you can actually hit me at mostcool@gmail.com. And that's mostkuil@gmail.com.
Can I hit you?
Baby.
Hold on. I think 421, you wanted to say something else?
Hold on. 421. Yeah,
the X Radio thing, that's kind of interesting. I guess they do reports on aliens or something. But
girlfriend, what you been smoking? Can we have some?
Lady
George, thank you for calling. Hold on.
She's naked even below me.
813, you on. Did you want to say something?
No, I did not. This is passion. I'm just sitting on the line. Y'all paying it all for me. Y'all doing the most.
Oh, my God. Hold on. I ain't done with. Hey, 421, where you at? You there again?
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me...
What were you saying about the alien nation, babe?
It's like a reptilian station, and they talk about fraud and aliens that are trying to be crooked and kill you.
You been smoking that skunk weed, huh? That skunk weed, wasn't it?
Hold on. Don't go over there, baby.
It's nothing worse than a naked alien.
KD, where you at?
I'm right here listening to y'all trying to figure out what the hell y'all talking about.
Tell the good folks how they can get at you, man.
Lamont at worldmovement.com.
Hey, K Diddy. If I reach out, what am I going to touch? is it the submarine that won't sink?
You can touch Play and Step Your Game Up. You could touch Playology. See You Walking My Blues. We got six other new albums. We drop it in about 30 days, so it's a whole bunch of stuff that you can touch. That's when I get
there. You go. WorldMovement.com. Come check us out, man. You know what I mean? Support your boy Pretty Tony. Support the
project. Oh, you got that, Tony. I just want to reach out and touch something.
There you go.
AT&T,
reach out and touch somebody.
I already heard you weigh about 235 pounds, stand about 6'4", so you get somebody else killed. I ain't the one.
let me do the shameless plug as before. Grab your copy of the book, support us. You know what I mean? We're out here trying to do things for not only independent artists, we're trying to work with independent writers, comedians. You know what I mean? Get at your boy Tony at www.worldmovement.com. Order a copy of the book, I'll sign it for you. You know what I mean?
What about passion?
We're passionate.
Passion, loyalty, one of y'all.
Passion is
game up, girl. Let us know where we can get you.
Loyalty wasn't with us today. This is Passion, and anyone trying to reach either Passion or Loyalty can reach out to noplaying11@yahoo.com. That's noplaying11.
Now, the next song I'm about to play is definitely for Joy. Because she's been on one today, but you know what we're going to do? We're going to blame it on this.
That's what I'm talking about.
Blame it on the blues, got you feeling loose, blues. Blame it on the drone, got you feeling gone. Blame it on the alcohol, blame it on the alcohol. Hey, since you usually
She put her body on me and she keeps staring me right in my eyes. No telling what I'm gonna do. Baby, I would rather show you what you've been missing in your life. When I get inside, girl, what you drinking? Gonna let it sink in here for the weekend. Thinking we can see what we can be if we press fast forward. Just one more round if you're down on four and fill another cup up, filling on your butt. What? Most shots, you open up like a book. I ain't tripping.
Cause I'ma read ya.
Shout it, I ain't tripping.
I just wanna please ya.
I'ma take a shot of the nouveau. Shout it, didn't you know? Going down, we can go and kick it like judo. You know what I mean? Shout it, got drunk, thought it all was a dream. So I made her say, ah, ah, ah. Now she got a hand on my lips. Got my feet all wet in my ride. My pants got